This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in the Sefer Shoina Halachos. As you know, Shoina Halachos is the kitzur of the Mechaber, Rama, and Mishnah Brurahs that are Lamaisa. So it's as close as you can have to what we have, a kitzur Shulchan Aruch that encompasses the Psakim of the Mishnah Brurah. Last week we were learning about the proper conduct when one goes to the bathroom. We learned about the mitzvah in Ois Chav Dalet, in Nafal Nitzoytzoy Saraglov Mitzvah L'Shafshafim. We learned about the great mitzvah of wiping droplets off if while urinating something spritzes on the feet. We learned about the great mitzvah of locking the door when you go to the bathroom. A lot of mitzvahs you can do every day. So at least at the end of the day, you say, you know, I did a good deed today. I locked the door when I went to the bathroom. We also spoke about, in Ois Chaf Aleph, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says a very interesting chiddush. That even though one in Ois Chaf, we learned that one has to defecate privately, and a woman even should not do so in the vicinity of a child, defecating is considered a very lowly kind of thing, and you can't do it in anybody's presence. But when it comes to urinating, if a person has the need and he has nowhere to go, it's permitted even in front of a woman, even in front of anybody. Why? Because it's sakana. Yeah, we learned last week that it's sakana to hold in urinating. So we also learned that the Chazon Ish says that was back in the day when there were two different canals, one for Zera and one for Meraglayim. But nowadays, Nishtana HaTeva, and there's one tube for Meraglayim and for Zera, and there is no Sakana, and the Dim Sakana doesn't apply anymore. I want to learn with you very briefly a Tshuva of Ramosha, and then we'll move on. The question is regarding Tznius in the bathroom. What if one is by a public facility, and sometimes by a public facility, excuse the expression, just for clarity, by the urinals, there's no mechitza between one and the other. So basically, there's no tznius. Are you allowed to use that?
In a sports room, probably.
Right. At least, hopefully it's okay. You know, that's only for Zacharim, right? But are you allowed to do that? Or is it a lack of tznius? So Moshe cites this halacha, that when it comes to meraglam, when it comes to urinating, it's a sakana. And therefore, if need be, you're allowed to use it. There's no issue. Of course, if you could get a private, you know, if you could get a personal area, you should get a personal area. By the way, it's interesting. There's no halacha that if you could go to a private mikvah, you should go to a private mikvah over a public mikvah because of tznias. No such inyan. It's not even an inyan. Why? Because a makom of rechitza, it's a makom where people are aram. However, so there's no other way to do rechitza other than to be aram. There's no inyan of trying to do it. In that makom, there's no din of kavai. However, when it comes to going to the bathroom, it's a different thing. Going to the bathroom, Chazal say, only one tefach in the front, two in the back. There is an inyan of tznias when going to the bathroom. So Rav Moshe says, this is Igros Moshe in Yaradeya, Simen Mem Zayin, Ois Te. I just want to read to you quickly. If anybody needs here. Sorry. Okay, you have? Okay, the Rav Moshe says like this. V'davar im yesh dinei hanhogas beisakise gam b'hatolas meiraglayim. Is there the customs of modesty when one urinates? Hinei v'gemar v'chayros nandaon avdeiz isa. You're now to go out of your way to be modest when urinating because holding it in is dangerous. That's why in many bathrooms there are many mekaymos to urinate and there's no hefsek. In America, they could definitely afford to make mechitzas, but they don't do it. Meaning, why don't they make mechitzas? This way it will be bitznios, and it won't be sakan. We come out, come samcha, mashalai tiknu, inyan tznios, mechazal. Meaning, even in Jewish mekaymas, you could go to the old shuls, and they have, you know, different mekaymas, and there's no mechitza. The only mechitza they have is they have a small mechitza between the anoshim and the noshim, but between the mekaymas of meraglayim, there are no mechitzas. It's because they're soimich on what we find in Chazal and all the generations. Shaloi hayaf shalahem. It wasn't shaykh for them because it was outdoors. And they're medinos where they still go to the bathroom outside. So again, gam medinos in noyagim. When Moshe wrote the tshuva in the public bathrooms by the urinals, there was no interruption. Aval av shula yaf shalahem sha'asur mikamaka min aroi leilich gam lahatolas mayim lebeis hakise shenas legdoilem. Rav Moshe says,
"What happens if you? You should go to a private store,
right?
But that might prevent people that are more tired for gedolim if you have to do ketanim. So.
But the thing about gedolim is, there's no sakana to hold in gedolim. There's only a sakana to hold in ketanim.
So it
seems like you should go for it." I think, let's say in an airport, right? I don't know if there's always a hafsik makan. I don't remember. Most of the time, there are available spots. Basically, what Ramosha says is, if you have the availability, if there's a vacant area where you could do it in complete sneos, you should do it. If there's no vacant area, it is not prohibited, it's not usur, it's not a lack of sneos to urinate in a way where there's no hafsik machitzais. Because bottom line is, Chazal, we're not masaking that because of sakana. Even though you could ask, we learned last week, it's not a sakana anymore. But still, Chazal, we're not masaking. In other words, let's say somebody's on the road. So, somebody has to urinate, then you have to do that. Okay, let's go back there. Now, this is a very sensitive subject, and I guess I'm somewhat hesitant to put this out. But on the other hand, Tayrahiv, Ulimit Anutzarach. We're going to talk about the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida writes very harsh language that somebody should not be touching the male organ. In fact, if it's not in the context of going to the bathroom, it is prohibited to touch the male organ. Why? Because it could cause a person to heat up, have improper thoughts, and to be mitzizah levatala. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara writes very strong language. The Gemara puts I'll tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, Yizoher shaloi yachoyz ba'ama v'yashten. You have to be careful not to touch the male organ. The Gemara says the hand should be cut off. Okay. So now we're going to learn there are two parts of the male organ. One part you're allowed to touch if you need to. One part you're not allowed to touch. The Gemara says, Sifkat and Chafei, Yizar Shalai Yochazam, should be careful not to touch the mila, the male organ, the yashdin, to urinate. Even though we said that you want to make sure that it goes far away from you so it doesn't spritz on your feet, because people see urine on your feet, they're going to think you don't have a stream. If you don't have a stream, how do you have kids? They must be mamzerim. And the only way to position that it goes in the right direction is to touch it. Nevertheless, even if you don't have ground up dirt under you, you don't have a slope, it's going to get on your feet, and people are going to say rumors about your kids. It is still prohibited. Meaning, no matter what, it is prohibited. Ella, okay, imloy me'atara ulamata. Only from the corona and down. Now, many people don't know how to read this. What does down mean? Because the aver could be in different positions. Down means away from your body, meaning you're allowed to touch the tip, but you can't touch. The tip means from the corona and away from your body. The tip of the male organ, you're allowed to touch the position to urinate, but you cannot touch the part that's closer to the body, because the part that's closer to the body can become in a position of kishoy. It could be in a position of erection, and then That is, it's not permitted for a person to bring that upon themselves. So in order to urinate, one is only permitted to touch the tip, but not the part that's closer to the body. Uvazeh mutter, you're allowed to touch the tip, afilu im ha'ever hu bekishoy. Even if the male organ is in a state of erection, you're allowed to touch the tip. You're now to touch the part closer to your body under all circumstances. Okay? Now this is talking about a single person, someone who is not married. Someone who is not married cannot touch the part of the male organ closer to the body. That's for a single guy, cannot touch that part. When? Ever. Under any circumstance. What if they're itchy? If they're itchy, they still can't touch it. They can only touch it with a thick cloth. Now there's a big shaila in halacha, what's considered thick? And we really don't know. And therefore we're very machner. And unless it's really thick, you should not touch it. Sivkatam chava. V'im hu nasa, if you're married, mutter. It's permitted. Yeah? However, v'im ishtoi nida, but if your wife is asr, aishu b'darach, you're on the road, asr! You're not allowed to. When we're talking about the part closer to your body. Umidas chasidus is considered saintly practice, lizoher afilu hanasoi. Even a married man, it's considered saintly practice not to touch the part closer to your body. If you're in a place you're afraid you're going to fall, if you don't position yourself right, ain't sach lahachmer, but also a married person doesn't have to be machmer. If anyone has any questions, what exactly this is talking about, I'll be happy to answer. Somebody's itchy, you get a spray, but you're not to touch that area. Chav zayin. Afilu hanosoi, even if someone's married. It's only permitted when you have to urinate. You're itchy, even a married person can't touch. Somebody who's not married, he needs to position himself. He could position the beitzim in order to get the right angle to urinate. Through a thick cloth, mutter lechaz va'ama, you could touch the male organ. Some question this. We don't know exactly what thick is. Just your shirt or undershirt, definitely not thick enough. A towel, probably okay. Touching the tip, who's dafka l'tzarach lahash, is only to go to urinate. Mutter lisrag zakein hatachta, and you're allowed to comb the pubic hairs. Ach shelo yiga az va'ama biyadai, but don't touch the male organ at that time. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's saintly practice was he never put his hands below his waist. So you see, but again, that's just midas chasidus. But here we're talking about halacha. This is not a chumrah here. A strict halacha. Strict halacha is a single guy can only touch the tip. A married guy could touch even what's closer to him when his wife is mutter. When his wife is not mutter, can only touch the tip. Weiter. Sivkat alamid beis. Asr lamay lufnois lahedya neged beis haknesses. You cannot defecate opposite a shul. So this halacha is a little bit academic, because we have bathrooms today. And the bathroom serves as a mechitza, so you don't have to really check the direction of the avit, of the toilet. Don't make a bathroom directly opposite a shul. That's why when we built this beautiful shul over here, we built the bathrooms on the side to make sure that it's not opposite the shul. So you're saying you already built the shul? No, we didn't build the shul yet. We're just joking. And if you still want to dedicate anything, it's still... There are many things that are available. Okay. Weiter. V'mboine koysel ha'asu ben mechitzas beis ha'kisei le beis ha'knesses. If you build a wall to separate between the partition of the bathroom and the shul in Lahachmer, there's no problem. So it almost seems like you need a double wall. You need a hefsek mechitza of the Beis HaKise and then a separate wall. Okay, now what if a person's on a road trip? Where are they going? Who remembers? Not from last week. Wyoming. That was the main trip when you had, anyway. Hanifne b'makam mugula. Someone who has to defecate in an open area. She'im boi mechitzais. You're out in the open. Oy be'emtza hachatzar. Or you're middle of a courtyard. Again, this is not really that common. But it could happen. Somebody's on the road. They gotta go. Yechavein she'yu panav ladoroim v'acharev l'tzafayim. You should face the south with your back to the north, oy ipcho, or the opposite. I assume most phones have an app with a compass, right?
Same app they use for davening when they're in the Wyoming.
Right. The same app you use to find the Mizrach, you'll find the Tzafayin and the Darayim. The Yeshoimrim.
They used to make it on the phone cycles. It's part of stop doing it. But
yeah.
They had a little
Zach built in.
On the,
So you should face the south with your back to the north. Oy Ibcha. The Yeshoimrim de Ibcha Loi. Some say the opposite not. The Toivli Zarbaza. What's the Vart over here? Why do you need to defecate north south?
Because you never want to do it.
Because east-west.
Yeah, I'm with the...
The Shekhinah is where? Is in the Marav. We're going to see that Shekhinah is always in the west. Eretz Yisrael is in the east, but there's an idea Shekhinah is always in the Marav. V'toy v'lizor v'za avo bein Mizrach l'marav, osur bein shapanav l'mizrach bein l'marav, east-west, you cannot defecate. Not in either way. South-north, you're allowed to. The best is facing the south. Why facing the south? This is a very interesting. Because the south, basically, you want to face the south, but you don't want your backside to be to the south. The south is a very chashuv direction. The menorah is in the south. Your right side is considered the south. Here's like this. If this is the Mizrach, that's the Marav. That's why do we turn around for Kabbalah Shabbos? We're greeting the Shekhinah, okay? So if this is the east, and that's the west, what's my right side? What's Yamin? Yamin is south. Smile is north.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a very important thing to know. Your right side is always the south. That means the right is Midas HaChesed.
Well, the claim goes to the Ulam and the Heichal.
Always
that's
the right.
Why the right is the Menorah, right? That's the best
The Daraim is always the right side. The right is Midas HaChesed. Every time Avraham Avinu makes a move in the Chumash, Haloich V'Nasoya HaNegba, he's always going south, because he's Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak doesn't go south. Yaakov doesn't go south. Avram's always going south because it's Midas HaChesed. Even, it's amazing, even when he goes down to Mitzrayim and he goes back up to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says Avram Avinu went to the south. Went to the south. He's going north. No, he went to the south of Eretz Yisrael. But so say he went north. Avram never took one step Tzafayna. Because Tzafayna is Midas HaDin. That's why when Hashem told Yirmiyah that the Babylonians are going to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he said, Mitzafayin tipasach haram. So therefore, if someone has to defecate, you do it to the tzad of Midas HaDin. Very interesting. You have a question?
Why does this matter that only if you're outdoors or if you're in the bathroom inside?
Good question. Because at least if you're indoors, there's a wall, so that it's not like you're doing it straight out to the south. There's like a hefsek. But you're in the open and it's like you and the elements, so now it's you and the directions. You don't want to do it in the south.
Gemara Brochas, right? Talks about that. People.
Yeah. Yeah. All this comes from the Gemara. Everything we learn, all of these halakhas are straight out in the Gemara. Samach Beis. Yeah. Samach Aleph. Okay, let's just finish this page. Aim shir legoiva mechitza rakosh aim peru and nira aydez at mutter. There's no shir of this mechitza. This is not like a mechitza by men and women. This is as long as the place where the excrement comes out is not seen behind the mechitza, even if it's very low, it's good enough. Last halacha. Hamato mayim b'magim shechav liras harabayis. Let's say somebody has to urinate, but from there you could see the Temple Mount. So, and you're doing it in the right direction. You're doing it, let's say, north. Still, lo yashin panav klapei hakadosh. Don't urinate facing that direction. Aval achoyrov klapei hakadosh mutter. You're allowed to have backside to the kodesh. Oilot stadin, or to a different direction, kugan the samal adarm. And the Gra says, v'hagrakas of dafil b'magim she'enichom l'ras harabayis, also hashon tzad marav. The Gra says, even if you can't see the harabayis, you're not allowed to urinate to the west, elam kein samach l'machitza, v'toich dalet amois. So this is urinating. In Sivkat and Lamed Dalet, we had, defecating. The Gra says, never urinate to the west. Elam kein samach l'machitza b'toch da'ad amas, unless you're within 4 amas of a wall. V'haminog l'hakel b'mekom yishaholchen b'mechnasayim, in a place where people wear underwear. So, basically, you're not really completely getting, uncovering yourself. It's just, there's an opening, so it's less brazen, we're not so makbid. V'ein tzach l'frayas atzman, then one can urinate in the direction of the west.
The sign is not...
Usually mechnasayim, interesting, in Mishnah Berurah is underwear. For example, by Hachas Tzitzis, Mishnah Berurah says people who put their tzitzis in their mechnasayim, it's a bezayin, it's disgusting. It's not talking about in the pants. In the pants, it's better if the tzitzis are seen. But what he refers to is in the mechnasayim, it's by a private area, that's derech bezayin. There are a few instances where we see mechnasayim in the Mishnah Berurah first time. Okay, Rabbi, say have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.